meeting with state and national leaders, and I wrote the letters that I have told you about. The four principal items of interest that I learned of this week are, first, medical researchers have confirmed that approximately one out of every 20 nursing mothers in the southeastern United States have quinine poison in their blood and mother's milk. This represents a chilling threat to the health of both the mothers and the infants in the region. Some doctors have speculated about the possibility of genetic damage in infants. Two, Dr. Jack Blanchard, who heads up the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's Quinine Task Force, announced on ABC's TV Thursday morning program that over a ton of quinine powder is still being stored behind a gas station in Hopewell. It appears that whenever it rains in Hopewell, additional quinine drains from this mound into the James River. And when the wind picks up, quinine powder is scattered in the atmosphere. A shocking failure by leadership. Three, quinine contamination has spread from the James River to remote waterways on the eastern seaboard. Incredibly, traces of quinine have already been discovered in fish caught as far north as Long Island and New Jersey. If left alone, the quinine stain could conceivably spread up into New England, poisoning fish and fish eaters along the way, and putting thousands more fishermen out of work. This brings me to item number four. Federal government officials have expressed the view that it will probably be necessary in the near future to close the entire Chesapeake Bay to fishing as a result of the toxic levels of quinine in the fish found there. This fishing ban, if declared, will likely remain in force, I am told by them, for 25 years. The social and economic turmoil which would result from such a ban is awful to contemplate. Needless to say, it is not within the power of any official, committee, or task force to solve the quinine problem. The disaster is so widespread and severe that additional suffering resulting from it is inevitable. But action can be taken to limit the scope of the catastrophe and to reduce its severity for the thousands of families who are or will become afflicted by it, either physically or financially. These are the goals of the project I have begun. To strive for these goals is the least that any responsible leader owes his fellow citizens. The time for permissiveness in leadership on this problem has come to an end.
Admiral Zumwalt, had a camera malfunction here during the, and I wonder if I could get you to read just two short paragraphs that you were reading.
Slate.
Point one and point two of your page three.
Beginning after the sentence that introduces those
points.
That's
right. Okay. Please.
One, medical researchers have confirmed that approximately one out of every 20 nursing mothers in the southeastern United States have quinine poison in their blood and mother's milk. This represents a chilling threat to the health of both the mothers and the infants in that region. Some doctors have speculated about the possibility of genetic damage in the infants. Two, Dr. Jack Blanchard, who heads up the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's quinine Task Force, announced on ABC TV's Thursday morning program that over a ton of quinine powder is being stored behind a gas station in Hopewell. It appears that whenever it rains in Hopewell, additional quinine drains from this mound into the James River. And when the wind picks up, quinine powder is scattered in the atmosphere. A shocking failure of leadership.
Admiral, let me ask you one point of procedure first. How do you prefer to have your name pronounced? Zumwalt or Zumwalt?
I'm ambivalent. Take your choice. Just as long as they say it over and over again.
What specific legislation would you like to see? What would you like to see done specifically?
There are a whole series of things that have got to be done. We have got to get relief immediately from that legislation which is already extant up to the maximum amount that has been appropriated and is still available. We have got to seek additional legislation if it is required, and I believe it probably is, to make this industrial disaster now typical of our technological age. It's representative of the kind of thing we can expect increasingly to suffer with in the years ahead in the continuation of
permissiveness in leadership and political authority rather than in technologically informed leadership. We've got to get the legislation to make this equivalent to a natural disaster, like great earthquakes or floods, so that we can have the unlimited resources of the federal government available to deal with the basic suffering and to correct the spreading evil of this Andromeda strain in Virginia. We've got to do what is necessary to stop the spread, both in the water and in the dust and in the topsoil. And I will, in subsequent actions after the Tuesday meeting, be coming out with specific suggestions about what must be done.
A few weeks ago, Governor Mandel of Maryland suggested that Keystone, while dangerous in substantial levels, it is not necessarily dangerous in the very, very small amounts that have been found in some species. He said that in defending the health of the waters, at least of the Maryland parts of the bay. Is it perhaps maybe a little early to be speculating on what impact it will or will not have?
I think the hour is far too late. I think that the reason that governors and senators from adjacent states have not already pressed for vigorous action is that they're not being well informed by the political leadership in the Commonwealth of Virginia, its governor and its two senators, and the congressman from the district involved. I think it's tragic beyond all belief that those members of Congress, both in the House and in the Senate, who are responsible for the area, have not pressed for the reporting out of the congressional hearings, which were set up to go into how this happened and what the nature of the tragedy was. I think that it defies the imagination that the governor of this state is off dilly-dallying at a national convention instead of here setting up an emergency task force. I think it's beyond belief that one of the two senators is worrying about some exotic kind of legislation designed in a very modest way to correct the foreign expenditures of companies instead of worrying about dealing with the health of the thousands of Virginians and the hundreds of thousands who are affected by the economic disaster of this great technological and industrial tragedy in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Why should the taxpayers foot the bill for this sort of cleanup that you're talking about instead of the people who spread the Keystone in the first place, the Allied Chemical Corporation?
Well, I am in favor of the Allied Chemical Corporation being prosecuted to the limit of their culpability. And I believe that this is a disaster of such serious proportions that it would be wise and timely for any action which can be taken to obtain every possible dollar from that corporation, even if it means bankruptcy, to be taken. But the amount of money that would be obtained by liquidating the entire company's assets would be, in my judgment, inadequate to deal with this problem. And the time involved in the litigation process necessary would be far, far too long. We have dilly-dallied far too long already. We've got to get our political leadership off the dime and moving to deal with this terrible national tragedy.
Any more questions?
Thank you very much.
What's the next stop for you, Kevin?
Excuse me?
What's the next stop for you?
Well, I'll be in Northern Virginia talking to several different groups of people today. And
will you be around Washington throughout the week?
No, I'll be making a couple of trips out of Washington. I will be back to meet with my task force on this subject later today.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
I'll also be here for that Tuesday meeting.
I will say hello to
Ms. Slate. Okay, this is the beginning of sound roll 4. We're on camera roll 5. That was all Zumwalt's press conference on Keystone. There were taps for Slate's, and the first part was not resolving, but I think it was all right. Sound roll 4, camera roll 5. This is August 15th, 1976.